Good evening, fellow Wahoos and ACC sports fans. This is Frank Maloney with my co-host, good old number 33, Jim Hobgood. We take you behind the scenes and sound bites to take a closer look at the Wahoos that make UVA sports program a success. And lately, the Hoos have been on quite a roll. The Hoos are in second place in the ACC, and Jim and I will cover the latest basketball news and a variety of other topics this evening. As always, we're glad that you've joined us.
Indeed. This is Hobbo. We have a big show lined up for you tonight. We are delighted honored to have UVA Athletic Director Craig Littlepage as one of our guests tonight. He'll be joining us momentarily to talk about football, basketball, and the overall Virginia athletic program. In addition, in the second half hour, we will have the play-by-play voice of the Cavaliers, Dave Kane, joining us and get his perspective, insights on the radio aspect of Virginia athletics, as well as his perspective on the team. And Frank will tell us, how one can join and follow Who's Talking.
Who's Talking is streaming live on sportsradio910.com and thesaber.com. We encourage you to send questions and comments via email to whostalking@sportsradio910.com, or you can call us at 345-0910. Our shows are archived on thesaber.com. Just go to the landing page on thesaber.com website and click on the various segment that you're interested in listening to. We also set up on Facebook, so just search Who's Talking and become a fan. Your questions and comments are always welcome. And tonight, judging by the emails, we've got at least 12 lined up, so we're very excited about that feedback.
Yeah, we got some calls at 345-0910. As Frank said, tonight might be a call-friendly evening with Craig Littlepage on. Obviously, Frank, over the weekend, Virginia played in Winston-Salem against the Demon Deacons, and we'll get back to that momentarily. Our featured guest, I think, is on the phone, so let's introduce him, Craig Littlepage. He grew up in suburban Philadelphia. Cheltenham, Pennsylvania, I believe, went to the University of Pennsylvania, where he got a B.S. degree in economics from the Wharton School. Very impressive. Sounds good, too. You know, that's, you know, the Wharton School. You know. When he left college, got into coaching afterwards, was an assistant coach at Villanova and Yale before he came to the University of Virginia for his first stint as an assistant coach. He was with Coach Holland from 76 to 82. After which he became the head coach at his alma mater, the University of Pennsylvania, and then went on to be the head coach at Rutgers as well, before returning to the Virginia bench in 1988. And in 1990, he began his administrative career at the University of Virginia. And then in August of 2001, he was named the athletic director at the University of Virginia. So we are delighted to welcome Craig Littlepage to Who's Talking. Craig, thanks for joining us.
Is this Jim?
Indeed.
Hey, Jim. Good to be with you.
Jim and Frank Maloney as well. So, Coach, I think Frank has a question to start us off.
Hi, Frank. How you doing?
Very good. Thank you, Craig. UVA is currently ranked second in the Director's Cup standings. Strong opportunity to finish possibly first if the winter and spring sports deliver some strong results as they have in recent years. What other criteria do you and your staff use to evaluate the entire UVA athletic program?
Well, I would be remiss if I didn't say that we feel that the strength of our program has to also include high performance in the sports of football and men's basketball. And we certainly feel as though we're well positioned for the future to be able to achieve many of the goals that we've set for our program generally, but for both football and men's basketball with new leadership. So we certainly do consider the Director's Cup, which is a broad-based measurement of postseason success. But I think for many fans, particularly those that that have followed our program for many years, it really begins and ends with what have you done in football and men's basketball.
Yeah, Coach, in that regard, we need to talk about Mike London. The funny thing is, I guess because I had a basketball orientation for most of the years that I was doing the radio, obviously, for basketball, didn't really get a chance to meet Coach London when he was in Charlottesville, but through my wife, got to know him the last couple of years at the University of Richmond, and what an outstanding individual. Tell us a little bit about the selection process of Mike London as the next football coach at Virginia.
We think that excuse me, Mike has all the ingredients to fully understand how to be successful here at the University of Virginia, given his connection to the program, having coached here a couple of years, a younger brother that played here, having grown up in the state and understanding from a more global perspective some of the unique aspects about the University of Virginia, but in particular having done such a great job at the University of Virginia as the head coach in the previous 2 years. We knew that this was a guy that understood how to win and how to win at a high level, how to recruit, and in particular focusing on our in-state prospective student-athletes, how to put a staff together, but how to operate within an academic structure that's competitive, but yet to be able to provide the balance in terms of the leadership that he as a head coach would provide, so that guys have a chance to excel both as football players and as well to be able to get an education, earn a degree, and be successful after they graduate.
Craig, to follow up on those thoughts, we've got an email tonight from Holt Livesey, who asks something along the lines of, in addition to Coach London, what other coaching candidates did you seriously consider in the process? And then to follow up on another email from Basil Jones, what did Mike London say or do that convinced you that ultimately he was the best man? So those are two loaded questions. But
well, as far as the first question is concerned, it would not be appropriate for me to talk about other coaches that we might have been interested had an interest in or that had an interest in us.
Okay.
They would be possibly coaching, still coaching at other schools, and it just wouldn't look right. It wouldn't feel right for them to be facing a university community in their own right where the people felt as though they may have been looking to leave. So I would not be able to talk about anybody in particular, but we did look at a variety of candidates with a number of different profiles, the sitting head coaches, coordinators, professional coaches, people that were up-and-comers, people that were more established in terms of their careers. I mean, we were quite thorough in terms of the types of people that we looked at, evaluated in terms of their potential fit for the University of Virginia. And I think what Mike said to us that convinced us that that he was the right guy was that he had a specific game plan for how to provide the leadership to these to the guys on our football in our football program that they would be able to excel in everything that they did, that they would have the necessary time to take part in activities, not only athletics activities, but the academic and otherwise. That is, that there's time in the day to do everything that you possibly can do as a college student athlete, and that he would make it fun, that he would work them hard, but at the same time that this would be something that would be a worthwhile and enjoyable experience for them. And he had a plan from A to Z in terms of, as I mentioned before, how to put a staff together, what he wanted to do from a recruiting standpoint, what he wanted to do X's and O's wise. He had specific ideas about all the things that he as the head coach would have to do in order to put together a successful football program.
Craig, you know, I, to be honest, I was a Mike London guy all along, but could not say anything because of my ties to the University of Richmond through my wife, daughter, son, son-in-law, and everybody else. But I think Mike's a terrific choice. But maybe it would be interesting to me, and I know you maybe can't go into all the specifics, but, you know, on Saturday night of that weekend at about 10 or 10:30, Mike London was still coaching the Richmond Spiders in a playoff game. And by Sunday evening, he was apparently in agreement to be the next head coach at Virginia, and Monday afternoon there was a press conference to introduce him. So there must have been a process ongoing in advance of this. How does that work? Do you work through indirect sources, or how does that work its way through?
Well, there are a couple things. First of all, Mike London was a known quantity to us, and he knew the University of Virginia. So there wasn't a long period of time that we had to go through this kind of getting-to-know-you stage. from an interpersonal standpoint, nor did we have to spend a lot of time talking about what our program was about, the history, tradition of the school, the ACC, etc. Mike knew all that. He knew us, and we knew him. So there, a great deal of the recruitment of a new coach is minimized just because of the familiarity that all the parties had with each other. But also, we and this would be true, it is true in any of our sports. We have a working list that we keep tucked away in the event that something happens. A coach is hired by the NBA or Major League Soccer or whatever the sport may be, or a person has reached the end of their career and decides to retire. We don't want to be caught in a situation where when that key employee, that key leader leaves, that we're trying to develop a list of viable candidates. You want to have that well in advance, and that list is a fluid one. Coaches that might be candidates at one point in time leave for other positions, or other circumstances may dictate that they no longer continue on the list. And on the other hand, somebody may at one point in time be an assistant coach. They take a head position somewhere at a smaller program, and you watch them in the years that they become a head coach, and all of a sudden, you know, your list changes, it evolves, and people are on it, they come off, and there are any number of different sources in terms of being able to assess the different candidates and to do that objectively. But we do work throughout the course of the year in many of our sports, looking at coaching candidates, looking at where they are, where they have come from, and the kinds of jobs that they're doing, and most importantly, trying to make an assessment as to whether or not their values and their approach would align with what we think it would take to be successful at the University of Virginia. So the fact that the University of Richmond finished its season on a Saturday night, the search in terms of the evaluation of Mike London didn't start Saturday night. It would have started months, if not longer, prior to that time, as it would for any of the other candidates that we would have talked to.
Craig, let's switch subject for a second here. Given budgetary pressures on athletic departments nationwide, and obviously this recession has hurt everyone, what changes could we see potentially in UVA's athletic programs in the next couple of years?
What is interesting, Frank, is that in the past 2 years, we have gone in and reevaluated all of our sports programs and all of our administrative units, and everybody's taken gotten a haircut, if you will. Uh-huh. And in spite of the fact that we have trimmed several million dollars from our budget overall, the 2008-2009 academic year was arguably the most successful year in UVA athletics. So I think that we will see nationally the trend of continuing to trim and operate more efficiently across all sports to be the case. You will also see some situations nationally, and you've seen it in the last couple of days, where some schools' only alternative is to cut sports. And I think Duquesne University just a day or two ago cut five of its sports programs. I don't think that that's the last school that's going to have to undergo that type of exercise. We have chosen as an institution to sponsor a broad-based program, a 25-sport program. We have no intentions of changing that in terms of cutting any sports. As long as we continue to operate efficiently and we have coaches and other unit supervisors that are willing to do more with a little bit less at times, and to work as smart as they possibly can, we think that we can sustain the type of program that we currently have as a top 10 program. And the thing that we want to be able to do is just to continue to be able to attract and retain talented coaches, talented educators as we have in the past few years. Keep them happy, keep them here at the University of Virginia where they're performing so well.
Craig, if you don't mind hanging with us through the break, we may have a call or two. We certainly have a couple of more questions for you. If you're willing to stay, we'll go to break right now. Return after a couple of moments with Athletic Director Craig Littlepage.